Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Good at centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports pylon SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Obviously, Johnny Taco is going to rock your world for the next hour, baby. I'm telling you, we've got some great guests. We're going to talk mixed martial arts, talk NFL. And of course, if you haven't made any money on the NFL this year, shame on you. Guess what? Now I'm up $5,700. $5,700 on a year. That's not too bad. And guess what? I haven't had to worry about one point spread. Yeah, I had to worry about Green Bay going into overtime one time. But outside of that, it's been a good year. So follow me on the money line. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us as this is your show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. Shoot me a text. A compliment, a rap, do what you want. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the UFC, we'll talk about that, of course, coming to you live from Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Man, UFC 219, what can I say? Holly Holm, Christine Cyborg Santos, we're going to say, you know something had to break there. We'll talk about that and more today on the tonight's Johnny Taco Radio. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome back in. Dom's Diner open for the last time of 2017. New Year's right around the corner, so I want to wish you all a very preemptive Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday season thus far. We've got some guys who, and gals who have had some a great holiday season in the past week, winners. We've got some people who have had really bad weeks, losers, and some things that make you kind of wonder what's going on and make you say what. So let's jump right in.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First special, winners, as always, we got to get things going on a positive note here. Got to make a good impression for you, the listener, the customers here at Dom's Diner. So first off, my first winner this week, until he loses, he's going to be a winner, and that's Jimmy G, the legend of Jimmy Garoppolo, a.k.a. Jimmy GQ, a.k.a. Gucci Garoppolo, a.k.a. Jimmy Guapolo. He continues to win and get it done for the San Francisco 49ers, and with every game, the legend of Jimmy Garoppolo continues, and with every game, the trade, a second-round pick in this year's draft for Jimmy Garoppolo, looks to be better and better and better on the Niners' part. Is it possible Bill Belichick got fleeced in this deal? I don't know, but you know what? The Niners are very happy because Jimmy Garoppolo improves to 4-0 since taking over for the Niners. 6-0 in his career, had two spot starts when Tom Brady was suspended in 2016. 44-33 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars in San Francisco. So yes, the Jags were on the road, but Jacksonville has the best scoring defense in the NFL. They allow 15 points per game. Jimmy G and the 49ers put up 44. Through four games, Jimmy Garoppolo, 1,260 yards, five touchdowns, three picks, and a 98.9 passer rating. So Jimmy Garoppolo, he's getting it done. He's good looking. He's talented. He's taking over the reins of the 49ers franchise as what appears to be the franchise quarterback for a team who's been desperate for stability at the quarterback position for years now. Looks like they got their guy in Jimmy Garoppolo, and he is a winner this week. Second winner, Harry Kane. That's right, Harry Kane, the striker for Tottenham Hotspurs, the Englishman, scored the most goals for club and country in 2017. Harry Kane had 56 goals in only 52 games, more than a goal per. He beats Leo Messi, who had 54 goals in 54 games, Robert Lewandowski, 53 goals in 55 games, and Cristiano Ronaldo, 53 goals in 60 games. So Harry Kane scored the most goals on the planet for club and country in 2017. I think anytime you beat Lionel Messi, Robert Lewandowski, and Cristiano Ronaldo in pretty much anything, that automatically puts you onto the winner's list, but Harry Kane absolutely earned it. And on top of that, he scored 37 goals in the Premier League alone in 2017, but he breaks Alan Shearer's record for most Premier League goals in a calendar year with 37. Harry Kane scoring goals left and right for England, left and right for Tottenham Hotspurs. He leads the Premier League in goals right now. He's unstoppable. Harry Kane, he's a young guy. He's probably going to be on the move this summer. He's one of the most in-demand footballers on the planet. Harry Kane, you are a winner this week. And my last winner, Wade Davis, signs the richest per year contract for a reliever in MLB history. More on an annual basis than Aroldis Chapman, Kenley Jansen, and Mark Melancon. He signs a 3-year, $52 million with the Rockies to become their new closer. He'll be taking over for Greg Holland, who did a great job. The Rockies took a speculative flyer on him coming off Tommy John surgery. He was great for them, but the Rockies, they're starting to spend money on the bullpen. They realize what they need to do in order to win, and they came pretty darn close to doing some damage in the playoffs last year. Watch out for the Rockies in 2018, everybody. Wade Davis, their new closer, one of the best in the game. 3 years, $52 million. He's going from the Cubs to the Rockies, so he's going from a very good to a pretty good team, and he's going to get paid. So, Wade Davis, you're my third winner this week. All right, but the week in sports wasn't all rainbows and unicorns and butterflies. There were definitely some losers this week.
Le who? The her.
Let's go right to it. First loser this week, the Oakland Raiders. The terrible season, the frustration has just continued on a weekly, near weekly basis. They lose on Monday night to the Philadelphia Eagles. They lose to Nick Foles, the backup quarterback. And things are looking really bad in Oakland now. The Raiders, people believed they had a legitimate chance at going and possibly even winning the Super Bowl this season. And where are they now? If they win on Sunday, they finish with a 7-9 record. And just hear me out. They do play the Chargers in LA. Entirely possible they win. Entirely possible they don't win. It's kind of a 50-50 game. But if the Raiders lose and the 49ers win, they will both finish with a 6-10 record. That's great for the Niners and really bad for the Raiders, because remember, there were Super Bowl aspirations in Oakland. And now the team might go to Vegas as well. So things, 2017 was not the year of the Oakland Raiders. Second loser this week, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if they win, they finish with a 9-7 record. That's great. But another team that had Super Bowl aspirations. Cowboys were supposed to win the NFC East. They were supposed to dominate. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant, the offensive line. That hasn't really worked out. The team has had all this cloud of turmoil surrounding them. A lot of that was the Ezekiel Elliott legal process that dragged on and on and on until week 9, when he was finally suspended and missed 6 games. He came back last week. Didn't really mean anything because they still didn't win and they were eliminated from the playoffs. So the Cowboys and the Raiders, both teams that had lofty goals at the beginning of the year and did not get the job done. So both of them are losers this week. My third loser, literally the team that continues to lose, the Cleveland Browns, sitting at 0-15. That's right, folks. They're one game away from having a winless season. Only the second time in NFL history that will be accomplished. Shout out to the Detroit Lions from the early to mid-2000s. They went 0-16, which is astonishing with Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson on that team. How they managed to do that is beyond me. But Cleveland, 0-15. They get the Steelers in Week 17. Things don't look good for Cleveland. It looks like we've got an 0-16 season on the horizon. So Cleveland, Dallas, and Oakland, losers this week. All right, my good job, good effort this week goes out to the Pac-12 football teams. 9 Pac-12 teams made bowl games. That's terrific. They got 9 teams in there. That's awesome. Their record is 1-8. Boise State beats Oregon 38-28. Kansas State beats UCLA 35-17. Utah beats West Virginia 30-14. Purdue 38-35 winners over Arizona. Number 13, Stanford loses to number 15, TCU, 39-37. Number 16, Michigan State destroys number 18, Washington State, 42-17. North Carolina State, number 24 in the nation, 52-31 winners over Arizona State. The Ohio State University, the number 5 team in the nation, they beat number 8, USC, 24-7. And number 9, Penn State, beats number 11, Washington, 35-28. Good job to the Pac-12. They got 9 different teams into the bowls. They only got one win, and that comes from Utah, because Kyle Whittingham is an absolute bowl-winning machine. So, good job, good effort to the Pac-12. And before we close up 2017, and before we close up Dom's Diner for the evening, the final special on the menu,
say what?
This is a little bit of a time machine say what. So at the end of 2016's NFL season, Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Cleveland Browns, said, "We're not going to go 1-15 next year. I guarantee it. And if we do go 1-15, I will jump in Lake Erie." Guess what? The best he can do is 1-15, and he's looking at 0-16. And Hugh Jackson, a man of his word, he said that he plans at some point during the offseason. I'm sure he's going to pick the nicest day possible, but he did say, "I'm a man of my word. I'm going to honor what I said at the end of the year press conference in 2016. I will go jump into the lake. Who wants to do it with me?" Trying to get people to do it with him, and he's going to donate money that he raises and all of that to his charity. So that's awesome. I appreciate that. I appreciate him being a man of his word, because technically, if the Browns go 0-16, technically he didn't go 1-15 again. He did worse, of course, but that could have been an easy cop out. So shout out to you, Hugh Jackson, being a man of your word. I don't know how much longer you're going to be in Cleveland or how much longer you're going to be a head coach in the NFL, but in the meantime, shout out to you. I do hope the Cleveland Browns somehow manage to beat the Steelers, who will probably be resting some players on Sunday, but it's probably not going to happen. Let's get real. We're probably looking at an 0-16 season. You know what else we're looking at? Having you join us yet again on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network, and Dom's Diner in 2018. Stay safe, everybody, and I hope you have an awesome end of 2017 and a rocking start to 2018. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
First down and goal just beyond the 10. Rivers, shotgun snap on the far hash. Five-step drop, looks left flat. He wants more. He goes left corner. End zone, touchdown! 10 yards out, Antonio Gates! And the Chargers take a 12-10 advantage. 9:20 to go in the third quarter.
Roethlisberger first and goal at the 6. 10th play of the drive. Flanked by a back in 3-1. Shotgun snap, cocks his right arm, throws a pass in the end zone. Leaping, two-handed, falling down, backpedaling catch. Touchdown, Brown. Flags thrown. 6-yard strike. He took a wallop, but held on with the leaping, backpedaling, falling down catch in the back of the end zone.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Time to talk money, baby, on the Taco Man Radio Show. I've got $5,700 I'm up this year. How much are you up? If you haven't followed me, you're not up. If you follow me, you're walking. Listen, you've only lost one or two games this year, and they've been $100 games. So we've only lost a little chump games. The big games we're winning, and we're winning on a consistent basis. Why? Because we're not playing that point spread anymore. That's right. We're playing the money line. Forget the point spread. Let's look at the standings before we go to the money line, though. Of course, Tom Brady and his crew. What is he, 12-3 now? He's won a couple in a row. He's the man, no doubt about that. New England Patriots, they're off and rocking and rolling. They're probably going to win a Super Bowl in 2018. Buffalo's up next in that division, 8-7, not looking too hot there. As far as the AFC North is concerned, Pittsburgh, 12-3. Next up, Baltimore, 9-6. The South, the AFC South, Jacksonville with a 10-5 record, surprising. Tennessee, 8-7, not so surprising. The West, as far as the AFC West is concerned, Kansas City has locked things up with a 9-6 record. The Chargers, I don't even think the L.A. Chargers have got a problem saying that. The L.A. Chargers, of course, are 8-7. The L.A. Chargers, not my favorite group, no doubt about that. I can't believe they left San Diego. I mean, San Diego was like a hapless town with the Chargers. Now, without the Chargers, they're like losers. I hate to use that word that the president uses, but they are just that losers. Anyway, the Chargers coming in second. Oakland, 8-9 in third place, probably not going to make the playoffs. Good old Oakland Raiders. What happened this year? This was like the billion-dollar team, the perfect quarterback, the perfect receivers, Khalil Mack leading the defense. Something happened there. The NFC, talking about NFC standings, the East, of course, Philadelphia on top with an outstanding 13-2 record. Dallas is coming up in second place with 8-7. Poor Dallas. We know what the politics involving that. Minnesota is 12-3. Very surprising schedule for Minnesota this year. 15 games, 12-3, man, that is a big, big surprise, of course. And they have done some wonderful things up there in Minnesota. Detroit, 8-7, coming in second place. The third place are the boys from Lambeau Field. Talk about the Green Bay Packers. Of course, the hapless Chicago Bears, 5-10 as I speak. What am I pushing things up? New Orleans in the South, of course, on top of 11-4. Carolina's got an equal record, 11-4. Next up is 9-6 Atlanta. Atlanta's supposed to be going places. What happened to Atlanta? And in the West, The Rams, baby, 11-4. God, I love those Rams, man. 11-4 playing in the Coliseum again, getting football back in the City of Angels, rocking and rolling down, even though they have the L.A. Chargers. Well, I don't even recognize it as a football team. Anyway, the Rams on top of the West, 11-4 NFC West, 11-4. Kansas, take that back, Seattle's up number 2, 9-6. And, of course, Frisco holding the bottom there at
5-10. Good old San Francisco, the 49ers, the hapless 49ers. Now, we go to the money line. Of course, the money line is where we make the money here. We don't believe in betting the point spread anymore. And why don't we bet the point spread anymore? Because it causes too much damn stress. I mean, what little hair I have left, I'm pulling it out over a point here and a point there, and it's just not worth it. It's not worth the stress. Just put the money up and kick back. That's all you got to do. I mean, because you got a team you know is going to kick the snot out of the other team. You don't have to pay too much as far as the money line is concerned. This is your ideal bet. Now, tomorrow, Detroit, Green Bay is a Detroit. Detroit's a minus 310 favorite. As far as the money line is concerned, minus 7 on the point spread. As far as the Jets are concerned, the Jets are going to Tom Bradyville. Look out. Tom Brady, a minus 1563 on the money line. That's right. You got to bet $1,500, $1,500 to win $100 back on Tom Brady on the money line. The point spread, 14.5 points. New England is favored over the hapless New York Jets. Now, Houston, Indiana. Indiana minus 240 on that one. Of course, the spread is 5.5 is Indiana as well. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh minus 275 on the money line. Pittsburgh minus 6 on the point spread line as well. Now, that Washington team, you know, the Washington football team, I don't mention their mascot name, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, the Washington team of the NFL is taking on the New York Jets at New York. The minus 170 is the Washington team, minus 3 on the point spread. We'll look at that one a little bit harder, just a little bit later. But I'm telling you, some of these games really look good. Minnesota, rocking and rolling. Minus 700 on the money line. Going to roll over Chicago. No doubt about that. I mean, look, nobody likes to bet a lot of money to win a little money. But when it's almost a guaranteed bet, like Minnesota's going to knock the snot out of Chicago tomorrow at home. They're going to beat them down. This is no doubt about it. They're going to beat them down. Okay? Minus 7 on the money line. Think about that. Minus 12.5. Minus 12 on the point spread. It was 12.5. Minus 12 on the point spread. I don't think so. Too many points, baby. You know they're going to win. You just don't know by how many points they're going to win by. Now, Dallas. Dallas thought to be hot and heavy at the beginning of the season. Not so much. Jerry Jones' boys, minus 170 favors at Philadelphia. Philadelphia never living up to the expectations we had for them earlier in the season. Dallas is minus 3 on the point spread line. Baltimore. Baltimore is going to play at home with Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Baltimore is a minus 450 favorite. And minus 9.5 on the point spreads. I think that's a pretty good bet there. Cincinnati over Baltimore, minus 450 on the money line. Now, Buffalo, minus 130 at Miami. Miami not living up to those expectations. The point spread is minus 2 favoring Buffalo in Miami, in Dolphinville. Carolina, Atlanta, two of those teams, it's like treading water. Anyway, minus 25 is on the money line for Atlanta as far as the favorites are concerned. 3.5 points on the point spread. Now, New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Battle of those guys down there in the coast over there, the right coast of our country, New Orleans minus a 265 favorite on the money line, minus 5 on the point spread. Got to look at that one pretty good. Tennessee and Jacksonville. Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jacksonville, of course, Tennessee's a minus 145 favorite here. Jacksonville's a good record. Tennessee's favorite. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, the L.A. Chargers. I got a hard time saying that. The L.A. Chargers are going to play. Of course, Oakland's going to L.A. And the Chargers are favored by a 3-11 on the money line, minus 7 on the point spread. I don't know. The Raiders, Khalil Mack, what's happened to Khalil this year? Khalil, what's happened? You made the Pro Bowl, man, but you didn't do a whole lot after that. I mean, winning the Pro Bowl is getting in the Pro Bowl, especially 2 years in a row. I think it's the second year. It's significant. No doubt about that. I mean, you're being voted as the best at what you do. But guess what? It's got to translate to team wins. And so far, that defense in Oakland has not put together the team that I thought they would have had this year. This year it was supposed to be like the Super Bowl. One straight shot to the Super Bowl. They had the right quarterback. They had the right defense. They had the right coach. But it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Seattle, minus 400 on the money line at home against Arizona. That looks pretty good. Seattle, minus 9 on the point spread. That doesn't look so good. Denver, minus 200 on the point spread at Kansas City. Kansas City at Denver. Denver, minus 4 on the points lines. I don't know. And the final game. Should be the final game of this franchise. The San Francisco 49ers are going to play at the L.A. Rams. And the 49ers, believe it or not, are minus 200 favorites. Something's wrong. Is something wrong there? Is something wrong? Is this CBS sports line that I'm looking at, is that a factual error of some kind? You know, trying to tell me the 49ers are 200 points. The 49ers are minus 4-point favorites at the Los Angeles Rams? What are the Rams going to play their 10th team? Like, not their second team, their 13th, their 14th, their 10th team? Come on. That line's got to be wrong. Anyway, let's look at some of the NFL headlines as I speak, of course. The cheat sheet says, the Falcons are playing for their playoff lives. We'll see what happens, of course, with a wig win over the Panthers or a Seattle Seahawks loss. The Atlanta Falcons could possibly get in there still. Talk about Packers. They inked their wide receiver to a four-year, $58 million extension. Devontae Adams is going to spend his time in Green Bay for a while, freezing his ass off out there in Lambeau Field. Anyway, for $58 million for 4 years, right on Devontae. Hey, you got to hand it to the Bucks, man. The Bucks are rock and roll. Of course, the Tampa, despite the fact that they are 4-11, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will keep their head coach, Dirk Koetler, for the 2018 season, even though he sucks. Why do you stay with a loser? You know, sometimes the best thing to do is just, like, throw everybody out and bring in a whole new team. Bring a whole new team of coaches in, a whole new management team. Bring everybody in this new. And guess what? You can work with that. The old team, let it go. Let it go. It hasn't worked for them. It just hasn't worked for them. You want to go with a winner, okay? And speaking of winners, oh, man, the Redskins are going to keep Jay Gruden. Doesn't look like he's going to be out of the position as head coach. They're going to keep him. Did I say that name? The Washington team of the NFL, they're going to keep their coach, Jay Gruden, for 2018, even though they haven't done as well as they thought they were going to do under his tutelage. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio. Open phone lines. We are about to talk combat sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I'm coming to you live from Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Back with the results of USC 219 live here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Cohen from his own 40. Going the wrong way. Now he's really going the wrong way. Trying to reverse field, and look at this. He's got some blockers now. He was going the right way. Cohen all the way. Touchdown, Chicago.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champion the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you are.
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
This bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. 5th round came.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
What if they held a great fight and the great fight didn't materialize? In other words, I'm talking about hype. Lots of hype, of course, entering tonight's fight between Chris Cyborg Santos, the defending women's featherweight champion, 145-pound champion, of course, of the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. And she was defending that title against Holly Holm. Holly Holm, a former boxing champion, former two-division boxing champion, former 135-pound women's bantamweight UFC champion, of course, a loser of 3 of her last 4 fights, but she came back. She had that big win a couple of months ago that set up this fight with Chris Cyborg Santos. Of course, Jermaine Durandamy, that's a girl's name, believe it or not. That's her name. She was a former world featherweight champion. She gave up the championship instead of fighting Chris Cyborg. She said, you know what? I'm not going to fight this girl, this Cyborg. I'm not going to fight Cyborg. Do what you want. Strip me. Take away the title. I don't care. I'm not going to fight her. Listen, I've got a little bit of intelligence, and that tells me not to step into the octagon or the cage with this girl, Chris Cyborg Santos. So Holly Holm, she wouldn't take none of that. The preacher's daughter out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, of course, as I said, a stellar boxer. I did some of her fights as a ring announcer down in the Albuquerque area back in the days, about 8 or 10 years ago. She's a fine young lady, a fine representative of the community, but she was second tonight to Chris Cyborg Santos. The power was just too much. I mean, Holly Holm came out. She tried to do her thing. She was game all the way until the end. You got to give Holly a lot of credit for having intestinal fortitude like basketballs. You hear what I'm saying? We're not talking about little intestinal fortitude. We're talking about an incredible amount of intestinal fortitude. This girl fought her tail off. In fact, I was of the opinion maybe the fight should have been stopped after 2 or 3 rounds. In other words, see, I'm of this opinion now. Some of you fight fans say to me, oh, Pedro, you have no idea what you're talking about. What are you trying to ruin the sport? Why? Because I want guys to stop fights? In other words, if a guy's getting a snot kicked out of him, or in this case, a girl's getting a snot kicked out of her, and it's 2 or 3 rounds in, and it doesn't look like she's got a chance of winning, why do you continue to let her take further punishment? It doesn't make any sense. They wouldn't do it in any other athletic event. Why would you do it in a boxing match or a UFC event? Why? Because the bloodthirsty fan doesn't want to see somebody surrender? When you're beaten, that's what you do. You surrender. You're not an idiot. I mean, come on. You know, stop these fights a little bit earlier. Tonight, Edson Barboza took on Khabib. Okay, so Khabib is the monster at 155 pounds. The guy comes down from like 195 pounds to 155 pounds and goes back up to about 175 by fight time. So he's fighting Edson Barboza tonight. Barboza's a hell of a striker. I mean, the guy's got some good moves. The guy's talented. The guy's got stones, intestinal fortitude. He's not scared of anything, but he was outmatched and outmanned. That's about all I can say is that Khabib is just the monster that he is. Now 24, make that 25-0 as a professional MMA fighter. Think about that, 25-0. How many guys go 25-0? Yikes. Anyway, Khabib is the real deal. He wants a shot at the lightweight championship. Of course, there's two lightweight champions right now. One is named Tony Ferguson. The other is Conor McGregor. McGregor is a real champion, but after making about $100 million against Floyd Mayweather, I don't think we're ever going to see Conor McGregor fighting for short change in the octagon ever again. I think if he does fight in the UFC again, the UFC will have to pony up some major money to get him back in the octagon again. You're just not going to do it. Why would you fight for a lousy $8 or $10 million when you made $100 fighting Floyd Mayweather? You just wouldn't do it. Anyway, Edson Barboza, Khabib lights him up. The decision was unanimous across the board, 30-25 and 30-24. Considering it was a three-round fight, that means the all three judges, all three rounds on one scorecard, according to the judges, was a 10-8 round. That means a very dominant round for Khabib. No doubt about that, 25-0. Bit of a surprise. Dan Hooker, well, not a bit of a surprise. Dan Hooker, of course, taking on Mark DiChiase, and DiChiase, a talented guy, no doubt about that. Very fast, very slick, just a really skilled fighter. Hooker, the bigger of the two, taller, an American fighter of pretty good stance. But when I looked at him, what I noticed about Hooker was that his eyes were crossed. When I see fighters with eyes that are crossed earlier in their career, it sort of tells me that there's some neurological damage maybe. Maybe he was like that at birth, but chances are he wasn't. Chances are he got his bell rung and his eyes got crossed forever. Anyway, Dan Hooker, winner over Mark DiChiase, submission, guillotine choke in the third round, 42 seconds in. But Hooker and DiChiase were about even when the fight was stopped. Carlos Esparza, the former world strawweight champion, came back tonight, of course, and defeated Cynthia Carvillo. Carvillo, the youngster coming in, she only had about 9 fights. The other Carla had over 20. But she came to fight tonight. Cynthia came to fight, but she was young. She was hungry. The body language was all hers for the very first round, but she didn't win the second or the third. In other words, Carlos Esparza won the second and third round, came back and won a unanimous night across the board, 29-20 in the scores, which means 2-1. Now, bit of a surprise for the old USC veteran. Looks like Carlos Condit cannot win a fight, period. Lost 4 of his last 5 now. Losing tonight to Neil Magny, another USC veteran at welterweight, 170 pounds. Decision was across the board, unanimous, 30-27, 3 rounds of zip, and 2-1, 29-28, all for Neil Magny. Some fighters on the undercard, who cared about the undercard? Nobody. Nobody cared about the undercard. All they cared about was the main event, which really didn't live up to the hype that I thought it would, but you got to give Chris Cyborg Santos credit. She went 5 rounds. People thought she couldn't go 5 rounds. Holly Holm went 5 rounds. She was competitive for the most part, even though I thought she was getting the snot kicked out of her time and time and time again. There was no quit in the preacher's daughter. And I got to give Holly Holm all kinds of credit because I didn't think she was going to last her out tonight, but she did. More props to Greg Jackson, the trainer and those people behind Holly Holm down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as her promoter, Lenny Fresquez. Now, big fight coming up the 20th of January. I'm talking about UFC 220, baby. January 20 from the TD Garden. Boston, Beantown, Massachusetts, baby. On top, the world heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic. That's right, Stipe. Loser in 2 fights, lost 1 decision, 1 submission. Taking on the monster, the once beaten Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou said to be the hardest puncher in the history of athletics. Oh, God. We've had hard punchers before. Ernie Shavers was the hardest puncher in the history of heavyweight boxing. Never won him a heavyweight title. Got knocked out by Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes. What more can I say? Anyway, Francis Ngannou taking on Stipe Miocic. Miocic, of course, out of Cleveland, Ohio. As I said, I think he's about 19-2. I think it's his record, 19-2. But Miocic, a very good fighter. He's been an underdog in every fight he's been in that I can remember. And he keeps winning. He keeps winning. He's going on his third title offense here. If he wins this, it'll be his third title offense. Of course, the man that I thought was going to be UFC champion for a long time, of course, Cain Velasquez. That's the subject for another day. Too many injuries, baby, but Cain is done. But Ngannou and Stipe Miocic. Miocic, I will give him the slight edge here. Even though the oddsmakers don't give him a prayer, Stipe Miocic can fight. Stipe Miocic can box. Stipe Miocic can move around. Stipe Miocic is not a robot. Stipe Miocic is probably going to get lit up on the 20th of January by Francis Ngannou. That's the oddsmakers thing. So I could be wrong. But I would love to see the champion retain his title. And because of the fact he's a working man's champion, he's like Joe America. I'm not saying that Francis Ngannou, of course, formerly a homeless guy living in Paris 5 years ago, now the number one ranked heavyweight contender in the world. I get to give him props and want to wish him the very best of luck. But Stipe Miocic, Stipe's a different dude, man. No doubt about that. Speaking of different dudes, I don't know how this guy is still a champion, because the last time I saw him, he was getting knocked out in the championship fight. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. Yeah, we've had Cormier on the show before. Of course, he's former light heavyweight champion, now has a light heavyweight title again after John Jones tested positive for steroids after knocking Daniel Cormier out. Of course, we had Cormier crying on the show. All that kind of good stuff. Anyway, Cormier is going to take on Volkan Ozdemir. Anyway, Volkan can fight. Volkan is a knockout artist. Volkan just knocks people out. That's what Volkan does. And I think if there's a way to take care of Mr. Cormier, it's knocking him out, especially with shots to the body. I don't know if you guys remember this, but when he fought Anderson Silva about 2.5-3 years ago on that last minute, remember when Anderson took the fight like on 6 or 8 hours notice, something like that. I think he was at the weigh-in. He said, I can fight him tomorrow. Yeah, okay, you are fighting him tomorrow. Anyway, Silva kicked him in the body and almost knocked him out. That is the way to beat Daniel Cormier, body shots. He's a soft guy. He's a light heavyweight fighting. You know, I mean, he'd fight at heavyweight if he wants, but he hasn't got the, how can I put this? People thought he was a great heavyweight because he beat, you know, a couple of good heavyweights in that Strikeforce Grand Prix championship a couple years ago, but I wasn't all that impressed with him. Anyway, Cormier, Volkan, got to go with Volkan here because Cormier was knocked out in those last fights. Some other fighters on the card, nothing really to mention. There's not really any names on this card worthy to mention, but those top two fights, those top two title fights should make for the card, of course. And then the UFC's next event is a good fighter. I'm talking about, man, this. I mean, he is really a good fighter. Jeremy Stephens taking on Doo-Hoo Choi. Doo-Hoo Choi, the Korean guy, says he's going to change the entire world of mixed martial arts on this one fight. He's got 14 wins, a couple of losses. Of course, he's only lost two fights, both by decision. Okay, so he's never been knocked out, been fighting since 2009. He's a bad dude. He comes to us from Busan, South Korea. He's on the Busan team, the MAD MMA team. Been a pro since 2009. As I said, 14-2, only lost two decisions. The Korean Superboy, they call him. Well, he's very, very highly hyped. But the guy stepping across the octagon from him, Jeremy Stephens, is no hobo either. I mean, Stephens can fight. Stephens is the real deal. Stephens is a guy that... he's a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I mean, he's just a bad, bad dude. He's got 40 fights, 26 wins, 14 losses. That's the thing against him, the 14 losses. But he's a veteran. He's coming to fight, no doubt about that. It's going to make for a great main event. We'll see what this Korean's made of when he gets in the octagon, of course, with Jeremy Stephens. Uriah Hall's on the card, taking on Vitor Belfort, the former middleweight champion of the UFC. Of course, a light heavyweight. Was a light heavyweight or a middleweight? He held one of those titles. Anyway, Vitor Belfort, former steroid king out of Brazil, one of the preeminent guys as far as the world of mixed martial arts was concerned about 10 or 15 years ago, but no longer. In his last fight, says he'll retire, win or lose against this fight against Uriah Hall. Paige VanZant's on the card. She's not hard to look at. Paige VanZant, one of the best-looking female fighters in the world. She can fight a little bit as well, taking on Jessica Rose Clark. That's part of this card, of course, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, baby, the Scott Trade Center, January 14th, live on Fox Sports 1. Well, you've been listening to the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, I am Johnny Taco. We come to you each and every Sunday night, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Sunday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern time, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can keep going and going and going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
For sure, somebody go down and they're going to be holy.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are witnessing history. The great champion adds to his legend. He wins the 200 and beats DeGrasse in 1979. This is a moment in time, a moment in sporting time that we will never forget.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Wrapping things up on the Taco Man Radio Show, I want to thank all my great guys, folks. Of course, I got a good cast of characters. Dominic Menez, Zach Attack Young is still on leave. We'll hope to get him back in a couple of weeks. Of course, on the other side of the glass, the man running the show, the wizard behind the glass, the Wizard of Oz. Of course, here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is none other than Mr. Scott Cutty. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right. You're inside the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA, Paris Sunday. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, we'll have a complete wrap-up of the UFC, the boxing week as well. And, of course, you've got No Holds Barred airing at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday when the Taco Man, Pedro Fernandez, of course, and Mike Lane will talk pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as well. So lots of combat sports here. Check out our guide here, our radio guide here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by going to our website, sportsbyline.com. Till next week. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, don't forget, you're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America.
For the Raiders. First and 10 from the 37, 12:48 to play in this first half. Carr from the gun. Carr, pump fake. Carr floats one to the far side. Wide open separation. Amari Cooper is gone. 20, 10, touchdown. Jalen Mills got beat. And the Raiders make them pay 63 yards through the air for Oakland.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.